Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Yadvaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda
Sanatana Bhata Raghunath
jana jana bhata raguna jiva gopala bhata dasa raguna jiva gopala bhata dasa raguna hari haraye namo krishna yadavaya namaha hari haraye namo krishna yadavaya namaha hari haraye namo krishna yadavaya namaha yadavaya madhavaya keshavaya namaha Madhavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namah Gopal Govinda Ram Srimadh Sudana Hey Gopal Govinda Ram Srimadh Sudana Giridhari Gopinath Madala Mohana Giridhari Gopinath Madala Mohana Giridhari Gopinatha Madana Mohana Giridhari Gopinatha Madana Mohana Giridhari Gopinatha Madana Mohana Chaitanya Nityananda Kriyadeta Sita Chaitanya Nityananda Kriyadeta Sita Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavata Gita Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavata Gita Jai Rupa Sanatana Bhata Raghunatha Jai Rupa Sanatana Bhata Raghunatha Jiva Gopala Bhata Dasa Raghunatha Bhata Dasara Gunata Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Thank you.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Yeah. for this team. And we should offer a humble obeisance to the lotus feet of the Vaishnava. Because the devotees of the Lord, they are like desire trees, in that they can fulfill desire itself by investing within our hearts the propensity to love the Supreme Personality of Godhead and serve Him with devotion. And for this reason, the Vaishnava is Pratita Bhavana. He is the friend and well-wisher of even the most fallen and degraded of conditioned souls. And the Vaishnava Kripasindhu is an ocean of mercy. Why? Because the supreme ocean of mercy, the supreme personality of Godhead, Sri Gaurachandra, is always residing within his heart and is always directing him in his compassionate mission. So of all qualities, this quality of compassion, selflessness, in the service of God is the most significant decoration of a Vaishnava. And today, we are most fortunate. Because the most merciful, the most compassionate, the most selfless and surrendered of all Vaishnavas, eternally residing in this place and giving his blessings to anyone who seeks them with a sincere heart. We are speaking of that great Nitya Sinha associate of Lord Sri Gaurasundara, Srila Vasudeva Dutt. How dear was he to Lord Chaitanya? Lord Chaitanya himself expressed on at least three occasions in the Shastra. He said that I am simply living for the pleasure of Vasudeva Dutt. He said, my body, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my body belongs to Vasudeva Dutt alone, and therefore I am his property, and he can sell me or do anything he wants with me. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this beneath this. One time when the devotees were visiting Jagannath Puri, it was the time when they would have to depart again back for Srinivasan. And of course, this was always a very tearful and emotional lila, where the devotees were about to separate from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and have to endure his physical absence for almost 1 year. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would call them into his room, and individually he would embrace them, he would bless them, he would praise them. All the devotees would be crying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be crying. Because Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has expressed on many occasions that his devotees are more dear to him than his own life. One who surrenders unto the Supreme Lord becomes so dear to the Lord that the Lord is subordinate above his devotee. Sadhavo hridayamaya sadhu namahadayantam maranyakyanacharati mahante yomunagati. Bhagavan Sri Krishna declares that I do not know anything but the sadhu, my devotee. Why? Because my devotee knows nothing but me. I am purchased by my devotee. And therefore, I always know it to this man. And there is no act of love that attracts the Lord more than that spirit of love which is manifested by Vasudeva Dutt. So when it came to to say goodbye to him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to cry. And Vasudeva Das began to cry. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him with great love, with great affection. And he explained again to the devotees that my body simply belongs to this man. I belong to him alone. I was created simply for Vasudeva Das. And Vasudeva Das, he became very humbled by hearing this. And he said, my dear Lord, I am nothing. I am the most insignificant. I am the most sinful, the most fallen. But my Lord, you are unlimited. And anything you desire will take place. Therefore, I have a request, and I know that you have the power to fulfill my request. So I am pleading with you, I am begging you kindly, sincerely, hear my request and fulfill my one desire in life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu listened. He revealed innermost thoughts of his heart. My dear Lord, when I see the conditioned soul suffering due to attachment to sense gratification, suffering due to unlimited amounts of sinful karma, birth after birth after birth, it brings intolerable amounts of pain to my heart. This is my one desire, that every living entity in the universe, that you take all of their sinful reactions, all of their karma, and place it on my hand, and let me suffer for the rest of eternity, and bring all of your children back to God, to enjoy with you eternally. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura comments in this regard, that Lord Jesus Christ was a greatly compassionate and empowered Vaishnava. He accepted the sins of all of his followers. But Vasudeva Das revealed an even higher manifestation of the Lord's supreme compassion. He didn't care whether they were followers or not. He wanted the karma of every living entity in the universe, causelessly. Let them enjoy with you, my Lord. They're meant for your enjoyment. And I will be very happy to suffer for the rest of eternity on their behalf. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the sincere words of Vasudeva Das, he began to cry. Indeed, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to tremble. He said, my dear Vasudeva Das, you don't have to go to hell for the rest of eternity. Just by your desire. Krishna was certainly the very happy. Krishna must fulfill the desire of a pure-hearted devotee like you. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in an ecstasy of divine love, he said, Vasudeva Das, there is no one like you. You are none other than the incarnation of Pramod Maharaj. So Vasudeva Das lived in this place. There are many wonderful things that took place at this house. When the Shastras described that the elder brother of Srivas Thakur had a daughter whose name was Narayani. And this Narayani, when she was just a little girl, she would go to the house of Srivas, her uncle. Oftentimes she would live there. And she would witness the beautiful Harinam Sankirtan pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and his associates. So one time Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when she was only 12 years old, he brought her close to him while he was sitting on the throne of Vishnu. And he said, Narayani, chant the holy name of Krishna. And upon the Lord's order, she chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. And instantly she fell unconscious in ecstasy. She was so dear to the Lord that he would be very fond to give her his remnants. And the remnants of Prasad, especially directly given by the hand of the Supreme Lord, Sri Gurchandra, in great potency. So when she was very young, she was married. And due to her eating the remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the great Vyaste took birth, which was his womb. And that divine incarnation was born in this house, the Vasudeva. Because you see, while Narayani was still pregnant, her husband died. She was a widow. And she was very poor. She had no money. And she would clean the house of Vasudeva, this house, in this place. And in this way, he would provide all the furnaces. So this great child, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he was taught by from his earliest ages of childhood the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Vasudeva. Here. And therefore, his life's desire was to take initiation from Sri Chaitanya. But when he was still young, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world. And along with him took many of his associates. When Vrindavan Das Thakur, feeling the great absence of Sri Chaitanya, he approached Lord Nityananda. And he received Diksha initiation from Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And later on, as we read in the Vaishnava history of the Gaudiya tradition, three great preachers were sent from Sri Braja Dham in order to deliver the pure message of the literatures emanating from the hearts of the six personalities. And these three souls were Srinivasacharya, Narottam Das Thakur, and Shyamananda. And they all came to Bengal on the request of Janaba, the wife of Nityananda, to preach. And they decided at the village of Ketari to have a big Gaur Purnima festival, a giant and valiant festival celebrating Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance in this world. And Janaba, the consort of Lord Nityananda herself, traveled to Ketari with Vrindavan Das Thakur. And while they were there, all the great Vaishnavas who still remained on the planet, all the eternal associates of Gaurasundara who were still there, day and night they simply discussed the glories of Sri Chaitanya and they had kirtan. And from the mouths of these great souls, he heard the narration of the whole Leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And due to his divine purity, with this information, the Lord revealed his entire Leela to Vrindavan Das Thakur, who then wrote it down in the form of Chaitanya Bhagavat as an act of mercy for all people, for all time to come, to hear this glorious message of the life and teaching of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is a very important and significant place. Vasudeva, the ocean of mercy, the personification of perfect Vaishnava, he so much wanted the deliverance of all living entities that at one time Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting here. he was saying how much devotion Vasudeva Datta was worshipping his deities, Radha Gopiya. So Lord Chaitanya, in order to fulfill his desire, he gave a benediction. All of you should be awake to hear this benediction. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Vasudeva Datta that I give the benediction because Radha Gopinath is the Lord of your life, that anyone, whoever has darshan of Radha Gopinath, will go back to Godhead. And the other deity, the smaller deity, Madan Gopal, where these worship of the deities of another very detailed associate of the Buddha, his name was Srinivasa Murari. Srinivasa Murari, in his very old age, he was worshipped Madan Gopal. And this is some distance from the Ganges. Every day he was like 95 years old. He would walk all the way to the Ganges to bring water. He would go collect everything himself. He never wanted anyone to help him. He would always be basically alone. And so many times Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would want him to have a servant and assistant, but he never wanted. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would often appear to him and tell him that you are such a great purified soul, you must accept disciples. And Srinivasa Murari, an old man, I don't know, this preaching, I'm not really qualified to take disciples. He would always refuse. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu repeatedly would instruct him. So one day, Murari, he got the realization that I must fulfill the Lord's desire. So he promised Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that tomorrow, the first person I see, I will initiate. So he got up, he went to the Ganga. He began to bathe, half submerged, he started to chant his Gayatri mantra, and his dead body came floating down the Ganga and ran into him. It was the body of a young man, a child, who had just been bitten by a poisonous snake. Now the custom in India at that time was you generally burn the bodies, but if a body was bitten by poison snake, you never burn. You just throw him in front. So the Hare Krishna mantra in his ear, the child came to life. And the child immediately began to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And by the mercy of Srinivasa Murari, he was completely purified. He became the disciple, serving his guru. And then his parents found out. They were so attached. Yes, they came, they said, what are you doing here? You come back home? You're our only son. You should support us. He said, no, no. I am now the son of Srinivasa Murari, Guru Bahamani. He said, no, you are our son. There was argument back and forth whether he should go home or stay at the ashram. So this young boy, he said, listen, as far as I'm concerned, you threw me in the Ganges. What kind of parents is this? I'm not your son. You called me dead and threw me in the water. Father is the one who gives life. It is Srinivasa Murari who gave me life. You gave me death. So they had no argument for this. So in this one he's dead. Remember the name? His name? Murari Chaitanya.
He was a very unique personality. Because of the way he attained pure love of God, he was extraordinary in every regard. He was utterly fearless. He was like a madman. Nobody could understand him. And he would see big poisonous snakes hanging from the tree. He would be afraid. He was bit by one and died. He would grab onto it, tear it down, and start telling him to chant Hare Krishna. Sometimes he would go in the forest. He would see tigers sleeping. He would go up to the tiger and slap it in the face as hard as he could and say, chant Hare Krishna. Saranga Murari also lived in this vicinity. And his duties are not. So this is the place where we actually should come to meditate on the great compassion of the Vaishnavas. We should remember our spiritual master. We should remember our God brothers and God sisters. We should remember all the previous acharyas. And with great respect, we should cultivate this humility to respect and serve them. Because we are completely dependent on the mercy of the Vaishnavas for any bit of spiritual advancement we make. Anyone who thinks he can make any spiritual advancement alone is in Maya. He is in the greatest illusion. It is only by the mercy of the divine and power associates of the Lord that we can progress and advance. So of course, if we really want to assist our Guru Maharaj in his service, we have to become a divine instrument in his hands. And the only way we can be a suitable instrument is if we give up all sense of false prestige, if we give up all sense of desire for our own interests, and we are willing to sacrifice our lives for this preaching mission. That is what will invoke the ultimate mercy of God upon us. And that is what will allow us to be a useful instrument in the hands of the Krishna. So, with very sincere desire, we should take advantage of this auspicious opportunity. And we should pray for the mercy of the Supreme Vaishnava, Vasudev Das, that we can obtain one drop in the ocean of his compassion. Most of us, if we analyze our lives, we are so ridiculously addicted to so many daily things. Our mind is constantly agitated and disturbed by so many foolish temporary aspirations, something in the mother and all of them. And therefore it totally diverts our attention away from the essence of life. Vasudev Das is only inviting Mara Dukha Dukhi, or that others were suffering. He did not even consider his own suffering. He gladly accepted it. It is this selflessness that is the seed which grows into the fruit of compassion and love. To put ourselves last and all others first. If we examine our hearts, we will find, perhaps, foolish and insignificant desires that stand between us and that divine realization.
Therefore, we should pray to the great Vasudev Das.
Let me become like you.
Then this movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will expand.
When we individually and personally have this burning desire to become like Vasudev Das. So let us pray for his mercy. Let us pray for this divine condition of consciousness, which is the rarest, most valuable opulence.